This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
President Trump's order sought to deny federal funds to cities that actively resist immigration law and try and shield illegal aliens from deportation. But now Judge William Orrick has blocked it. He calls it an illegal effort by the executive branch to dictate local policy. The ruling is a big win for now for the many mayors of liberal cities across the country who vowed to resist federal immigration enforcement.
Chicago says welcome. The actions by President Trump turn on the head, upside down, what we stand for.
This city will not be bullied by this administration. The executive orders are counter to our Constitution and a threat to this city's values.
The executive order will not change how we enforce the law in New York City or how we do business on behalf of the people.
I believe in our sanctuary city status. I think there are hundreds of mayors all over this country that are saying the same thing, and we stand united.
Well, I'm not sure it says. Scott, did you check the Constitution? Is there an allowance for sanctuary cities in the Constitution?
Well, no, and there's not. And there's also been numerous times where a judge has said you can't, we'll restrict your funding. I believe Obama did it with Planned Parenthood in Indiana. I believe Jimmy Carter did it over a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Exactly.
I also believe that there was a threat issued to North Carolina by President Obama that if you didn't do the bathroom, the whole bathroom thing, that he would withhold federal funds. So out of all those things, Planned Parenthood and the bathroom thing, those definitely aren't crimes to not have those things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, at least that was somebody would be breaking the law when the funds would be taken away. But the way it stands now, apparently it's more egregious to tell somebody or to not have to let people go to the bathroom that they want to go to than it is to be here illegally.
Well, what has to happen here, because, the heck with common sense and the contentiousness of the culture, this is where, Congress needs to get their acts together. And basically what the mayors and all the cities are saying is that we want a law. So give them a law. Give them a law that says, sanctuary cities are illegal. End of story. I mean, they have done this on their own, or somehow the federal, because the judges, the judge to make this decision, here we are compromising our national security, the very thing. Oh, yeah, that's right. One of the things, major issues that the people elected Donald Trump to do.
Yeah, unfortunately, there already is a law. Yeah. There already is a law in the books that said you should have to enforce these. It's really frustrating because one, I'm kind of a minimalist. I don't believe that the federal government should be telling states how to do their business. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I also don't believe that states should be taking all this money from the federal government. California was saying that they have over $1 billion that they could lose, or one county has over $1 billion that they could lose because of this. Well, why is one county getting $1 billion from the federal government to begin with?
Right. Well, that's a whole other discussion. But, back to the sanctuary cities. How does this make you feel, ladies and gentlemen? Here the president, on a couple of cases, has now gone to fight the good fight on our behalf and said, look at that. We need to protect the voters, the citizens of this great country. And we've got activist judges that say, oh, no. They look into it ideologically. Not calling balls and strikes. And here we are, once again. We're not making this easy for Donald Trump. This is going to be a fight all the way. But, ladies and gentlemen, you better make sure your voice is heard. Otherwise, you better forget it. Our country's being overrun by this ideological lefty viewpoint.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? By all means, we'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Really appreciate the emails, by the way. Great insight. Boy, you are brilliant. You keep me on my toes. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. And hey, don't forget, we're Broadway Bill now. Once again, reminding you that on 42nd Street, about a half block where they drop the annual New Year's ball, you know, there in Times Square, that's where we are, just right above Dave and Buster's, I believe, is the exact location there on 42nd Street, right across from Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. Get a selfie and drop me a picture, send me a picture, email it to me. And, you know, we'd love to take note of it and, you know, show it off. And also, hey, you get in there. We're going to send out T-shirts. We've got all kinds of gifts to give away, including cash, by the way. Scott has been so kind to volunteer some money for us. So we're just kidding, Scott. Gotchonk. But no, it's all good. And but get your selfie in right away and let us see, you know, that you've captured Broadway Bill. Now to Broadway in New York in Times Square. So good fun. Hey, coming up a little bit later on, I've been looking forward to this discussion with Rob O'Neill. You remember Rob O'Neill, the celebrated SEAL Team 6 hero who is credited with being the one that fired the shot into the head of Osama bin Laden. He has just released a new book called The Operator, Firing the Shots That Killed Osama bin Laden and My Years as a SEAL Team Warrior. We're going to do a couple of segments, have a little bit of time to talk with Rob O'Neill. So looking forward to that. That's coming up in the second hour. Meanwhile, you know, before we get into the other stuff, you know, some important days today. Today is Hug a Friend Day, by the way. And then, Scott, I don't understand this. Why do they have Hug an Australian Day? Is that to say that an Australian is not a friend, or they're a super friend, or why is an Australian designated over just a regular friend day?
Well, they get 2 days and two hugs, right?
Oh, I guess.
They're
just that doggone special, right?
I have never met an Australian that I didn't get along with and have fun with.
Yes.
So I've never done it. I run when I go out to Vegas, you know, when I go out to Vegas yearly, I always run into an Australian out there, and I always have a blast.
What do we have, Las Vegas Australian weekend out there?
Oh,
is that what it is?
You'd be, every time I go out there, I run into a group of Australians, and
really?
Every time it's just been a blast. Yep.
And they only know how to have fun, don't they?
They really do. They really do. They're a lot of fun. And I need to get to Australia at some point in time.
Yeah, they're just not so uptight like some of these judges that want to sit there and say, look, you can't protect yourself. I mean, what is this deal about, you know, about the, you know, sanctuary cities? We've got people dying here because we got criminals here. And then meanwhile, you've got these mayors, these local cities. I mean, what is it? You see, you always have to look at people do that which they get rewarded for. So where is the reward here? And what I'm seeing is that You see, the states are able to say, look, we can't afford to lose anybody because that's inventory. That person counts as something that's tied to reimbursement from the federal government, whether they're here legally or illegally, but it all counts as money because we get this money, whether it goes back to the schools or what other, you know, local needs are there, and it's based on body count. So whether they're good, bad, or indifferent doesn't matter. They're just a body, right?
Yeah, well, let's hold the let's start holding them, the states that are doing this, accountable. Then make it to where any federal money that you get, you have to tell the federal government exactly where you put it all. Every dime, and where it goes. Because right now, obviously they became sanctuary cities because that gives them more voters, and they're voters that tend to vote towards one side.
Well, the whole deal is once it's illegal, right, it opens up the door, as we were talking about this yesterday. See, this is what people, you know, the ideology is so screwed up here. I mean, you don't realize that once you do something illegally, you start going down the yellow brick road of illegality, and then you got all these other things that come into play, whether it's people, you know, killing people, even though it may be an accident, maybe done on purpose, whatever, but even still, you know, you're down that road. You're involved in drugs. You're involved in human trafficking. You're involved in all kinds of nefarious things because you're on the books, but you're not in the books. You know what I'm saying? And if there's a problem, you can't call 911. You can't ask the police to come in because you're kind of like, you're off the radar, but you're still on the radar, kind of thing.
If only after all these years we had an actual process to make that allow people to come in legally, right? Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, we don't?
Yeah. Oh,
yes,
yeah, we
exactly.
do.
Yes.
Look, I appreciate that people want to be here, and that's fantastic. I like living in a country that people want to live in.
Yes.
But you can't get all the reward without having some, you know, being part of that pot. Mm-hmm. If you come here, you have to. We're a melting pot.
Right.
You have to melt.
But they're justifying. See, they're here. They're paying taxes, even if it's through purchases and just by being here. But and that's some of the justification. Well, they pay their taxes and they're not getting credit for it. Well, because they're buying goods and they're paying taxes. No, you know, this is all part of the privilege, part and parcel of the privilege of being a citizen is you pay your taxes. You're part of the community. And the other thing is you got to file your taxes.
Well, and the other thing is that there's a huge chunk of money that the government takes from me every couple weeks. That's a good bulk of my taxes. And if you're not here legally, you're not paying those.
Right. Well, the government's got to go back, like you said. They had certain things in place, whether it's E-Verify or other things, in order to, even before we get into that, because that's just, you know, it seems punitive. People, that's punitive. No, let's go back to the basics and say, understand this. Look, if you come here legally, you have legal rights. You're here illegally, then you have illegal consequences. Now, it could be that you go to jail, maybe you're caught by ICE and that sort of thing, but worse yet, you're in a net that is controlled by nefarious people that know that you are illegal and they're going to take advantage of you. And this is what some people, and you got to imagine, Scott, me being Hispanic, I get all kinds of hell and what have you. People go, well, what are you doing? Why are you saying stuff like that? And all they'll go, well, because I want to, it's not like I'm protecting mine. It's got to be win-win. You got to think about the immigrants who are coming here. And the reason we had a well-thought-out immigration plan until the, Democrats and some of these, bleeding hearts decided to, cast it aside and have activist judges that say, that's not what the founding fathers meant. We'll design our own law on the fly. Well, that's what we have Congress for. The judges are to call balls and strikes. They're to say when it's right and when it's wrong. They're not to create new laws. But no, we've got these activist judges that are on the loose. And I'm telling you, they're not going to get the hint here, Scott, until we start impeaching them. Because that is not their job. We're not expecting them to create laws. You want to create laws, you go do it someplace else. Go start up your own country. Go have sanctuary cities in your own country, whatever you want to do. And have at it as much as you want. And, you know, confuse the heck out of the constituency if you want. On bathrooms or whatever it is that, your ideology wants to dictate. But, our country, this great American experiment was established and well thought out, and it's all enumerated in our, first of all, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. Dare I say that we, the people, need to reconnect with those two significant documents. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Your smartphone and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
But the federal government has no right to tell local governments how to behave, and it can't punish them if it disobeys. So if, I don't know, Jackson, Mississippi decided to resegregate the schools, would it be okay for the administration to pull federal funding?
And we're not talking about desegregation of schools. We're talking about the President of the United States telling us to detain people in criminal jails so that his federal agency can come and interview them when they're good and ready. And the federal courts, over the course of the last 2 or 3 years, have told us that that's unconstitutional. They've told us that if we do that, we're subject to civil liability. There's several jurisdictions that have been successfully sued for civil liability. But the President of the United States is saying, I don't care what the federal courts say, do it anyway. I want you to do the Secure Communities Program, is what he calls it, a program that was dismantled by Homeland Security voluntarily last year, and this president comes along and says, do it anyway.
Okay. This would be not the president's will, but this is the law. These are federal immigration laws that were passed by the Congress. These are not regulations that the executive branch thought up. Elected members of Congress passed these laws, and you're saying you don't have to follow them, and you can't be punished. And my only point is a very obvious one, which is the federal government continuously tells local governments, you got to follow the law, or else we're going to withhold funds. You see that happen all the time, and you're saying that's no longer the case. We act on our conscience.
Yeah, this judge says you cannot coerce local governments by withholding funds, especially those funds that are unrelated to the policy objective that you're trying to achieve. That's what this president did. It is the president of the United States. It's an executive order. It wasn't directed at Congress. It was directed at local cities and counties across the country. You had over 400 local cities and counties joined together saying this is usurpation of power. This violates the Constitution of the United States. It violates separation of powers. Thank God for the judicial branch, because we have an executive branch that's trying to direct local governments when they're not empowered to do so. This executive branch is trying to usurp Congress's power.
Please spare me the lecture, because you've just elided over a fact that you're ignoring, which is we just had 8 years of this happening. The Obama administration threatened to withdraw federal funds from states that didn't go by its transgender bathroom policies. Was that unconstitutional also?
Well, I'm here to tell you that since 2010, we made the decision here along with Cook County. Two counties in the United States of America stood up to Homeland Security and ICE and said, we are not going to hold people in an unconstitutional manner despite whatever requests you make. We've been vindicated. We're not only vindicated today, okay. We've been vindicated by every court that's looked at the issue.
I'm sorry. I've given you an opportunity to give your editorial. I'd like you to answer my question, which is a very simple one. There's a precedent being set here by a federal judge that states do not have to comply with federal law and can't be punished for not doing so. That is a major departure from where we've been for my whole lifetime. Do you think that the Obama administration was right to threaten a withholding of federal funds from states that didn't comply with its transgender bathroom laws? That's That's a really simple question.
I'm telling you that this is the first president of the United States that's threatened with an executive order to withhold, in our case, up to $1.7 billion from us. It's unconstitutional for him to try to wield that kind of power. The federal court agreed with us today.
That's not true.
Constitution of the United States, it is true.
It's not true. The Obama administration threatened to withhold funds from Indiana for messing with Planned Parenthood funding. The Carter administration threatened to withhold federal funds from people who didn't obey the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. This has been going on a long time, and you're saying that because you don't like a law, you don't have to comply with it, but every other taxpayer in America still has to send you money.
Well, I tell you, you know, Tucker did a great job in breaking this down. That's why we wanted to play this segment, and it goes on quite a bit longer than this segment, but Scott was able to edit down the nuts and bolts, and you can see the argument here that is taking place. We have federal law in place that says that the states should respond in a certain way. There's no room. I mean, there's no allowance for a sanctuary city. But these ideologues and these mayors have decided, oh, but they can. And how dare the government withhold? I mean, we're not arguing the illegality of the sanctuary city. What they're arguing is the consequence. You know, so it's almost like you're dealing with a, you know, an out of line teenager here that, you know, clearly understands, you know, says, okay, you grew up with this law. This is the way the law has always been here in the household. Now all of a sudden they get to the point and they just say, well, we don't like the consequence, you know, so we're going to get somebody else to, you know, kind of trump your consequence so that I can go on and do as I want.
You're supposed to be home at 6. It's 7 o'clock. Where were you? It doesn't matter. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then why did I put 6 out there?
Right, exactly. I mean, no, really, you think about it, right? I mean, it's just as juvenile, and here they are. But, you know, where are the citizens? What are the, I mean, are the citizens, Scott, are they not aware of what this is doing in terms of, you know, their protection? I mean, I'd sit there and say, okay, look at Mr. Mayor or, you know, Mr. State Legislator, this is what you want. You know what? We're going to designate your zip code and particularly your household as the center of the sanctuary city. Okay? So if we do that, well, you know, how is your family going to feel about that? I got to imagine the guy's wife's going to be calling him up in 2 seconds and going, are you nuts? What are you doing?
Well, it's just like the border, for the border wall. These people that have walls around their houses and you know, we provide them with...
Oh, no, Scott, no, you're missing it. There's a whole new wave in our culture now. There's no fences, you know, for neighbors anymore. All those walls are coming down. People are leaving their keys in their car now. You know, their doors in their, on their homes, they're all unlocked. I mean, this is this incredible new wave of freedom that is being expressed our country, especially, you know, all led by the Hollywood people and all these celebs and liberal elites that, you know.
You almost had me until you said Hollywood, because that's one of the that's one of the most gated places in the world.
No, but I mean, that's what they're, you know, it's like, that'd be for the little people, not for us, you know. We you know, we're special. You know, we need to have our guns and we need to have our walls and that sort of thing. So God forbid that we forget. See, again, what does the wall do? And I think, you know, we had this discussion a couple of weeks ago and talking with one of our pastor guests. This is all shades and memories of the book of Nehemiah. And people should not be surprised, especially people of faith that understand. And if you have not read that part in the Old Testament, you need to reread it or read it and understand what was going on. Is that once it was determined that a wall, you know, that something was wrong with the city, the walls were broken down. The walls represent an identification. It represents a law and order. And when this was seen, it distressed Nehemiah. And Nehemiah was able to leave his position with the king and go to Jerusalem and take a look and see what had happened. And it broke his heart. He saw it. It was all rubble. It was all, in a sense, this is America. The walls have broken down. We're wide open. We have no protection. But as soon as they, Nehemiah started putting the idea and the team together to build the wall, what happened? You had all the agitators that came in and made fun of him. What are you doing? And whole deal. And then they tried to incite and lie about what they were trying to do and remind everybody, whoa, you got to watch those Jews. And they were, you know, they were bad people. You know, they've got a bad history and everything. But fortunately, you know, the king understood that because he was being inspired by God to allow this to happen. So the same thing here. So it should be no surprise for people to understand that there's a there's antagonists here that do not want us to build the wall.
Well, let's do it this way. We'll provide everybody in Washington D.C. with the same level of protection that they provided the people in Benghazi, mm-hmm. and we'll take all the money that we save on that, and we'll use that to build the wall.
Right.
How about that?
Hey, I think that'll work. That'll work without a doubt. No, this deals. Look at they've already passed legislation for the wall. They just need to get on with this. You know, if I was Donald Trump, I'd start saying, hey, look, you already passed the bill back in 06. We're acting on that bit of legislation, and we're going to, you know, whatever we need to do, we're going to begin to fund and build whatever we can and move forward on this.
Well, they're getting caught up on semantics here. Whether it's a wall or a fence, it doesn't matter.
Or a barrier. Crowder. Oh, well, wall is so mean. It needs to be called a barrier. Who cares?
He was saying that the people are adverse to hearing wall, but if you call it a barrier, people are apparently okay with that.
Today in America, you know, if you think the sky is green, you say blue, you've offended somebody. You know, come on. Let's get over it. Let's do what we're about to do, and that is what we need to do, and that is protect the citizens of this great country and even protect our neighbors. Why not? We've got more. Stay with us. It's 29 after the top of the hour.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals.
deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring, up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, that's where it's at. All right, all the information you need to know. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You know, I sent out a tweet last night, you know, all this consternation and this pretzel logic over health care, and we just keep on talking about this stuff, repeal and replace. And I'm just saying, repeal the darn thing already. You know, it's going to take 2 years to replace it. So just get it out of the way, repeal it, and my schedule should work out. We've got Peter Pitts with us, and Peter is the president and co-founder of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest from 2002 to 2004. Peter was the FDA's associate commissioner for external relations, serving as senior communications and policy advisor to the commissioner. He supervised the FDA's Office of Public Affairs, Office of Ombudsman, Office of Special Health Issues, Office of Executive Secretary. He was a very busy man. Okay, do you get it? All right, Peter Pitts, he's got a moment here. So what do you say, Peter? I mean, we've got the first 100 days of health care. The president and the GOP took a stab at repealing. But, you know, I thought, well, why do you want to chew off so much? Just, you know, they want to repeal and replace, like you had to go hand in glove. And I'm going, why? I mean, you know, the low-hanging fruit is repeal it. You've already gotten consensus before in 2015. Just get it out of the way so you don't even have to look at it. Now you just talk about replacing and put all your energy into replacing the darn thing. Am I wrong?
Yeah, what's really frustrating is that people, especially politicians, tend to make the same mistakes that they blame their opponents for. When Obamacare was in front of Congress, Nancy Pelosi said, we have to vote for this thing to see how it works, so don't bother reading it.
Right.
And we all said that's wrong, you know, we have to be educated consumers. And then when President Trump put his bill out, it was basically, let's don't bother reading it, let's vote on it and move it forward. And people said, whoa, not so fast, Mr. President. And I think the opportunity here is to say, look, this is a major shift in philosophy. It's not just repeal and replace. It's repealing a piece of legislation that's top down, Uncle Sam heavy, telling doctors how to practice medicine, you know, demanding that citizens buy health insurance, to a more bottom up approach that gives people more choice and options and pushes healthcare reform down to the state level, closer to the voter. And that's, I think people would be really excited and embrace that, but no one has been able, it seems, for reasons I completely don't understand, to articulate that basic philosophical shift. So once people get that, then they're ready to say yes.
Yes, exactly. Well, but the first thing is get the old out of the way. I mean, it's dying anyway. I mean, it's just, sucking up oxygen and plasma that could be better used in another area. Get it out of the way. It's, let it go. And then let the free, I think the free market would take over. Peter, we talked with Dr. Josh Umber last week about direct pay and the model that he has been able to successfully roll out. He's got it over 500 clinics right now. It's kind of a concierge type of concept. People pay $50 a month. It includes all their services. There's no, there's no copay. Everything is included. They've also renegotiated lab testing at cents on the dollar. Pharmaceuticals, the prescriptions, 10 cents on the dollar on average, Peter. This is being done by this direct pay model. And I've been on a direct pay system for about the last 12 years myself anyway, because doctors would much rather deal in cash than to have you come in and say, well, here's all my insurance companies, because that takes them, as you know, 90, 120 days to be paid, and it's all a negotiable deal. And on top of that, it probably costs doctors 35% to 40% to have somebody in their office administrate just the paperwork. So why would they not want to be cash and carry? There are doctors out there. See, and if we get Obamacare out of the way, I call it no Obamacare, but get it out of the way, let the free market go and express itself. It will take care of a good percentage of people, because they'll sit there and go, $50 a month? That's a lot better than $1,200 a month. I can live with $50 a month. I got a doctor. I know him. It's cash and carry. We're off and rolling. We'll make accommodation for catastrophic on another policy and move on.
Yeah, direct pay. It works for a lot of people, as does medical savings accounts. Obviously, there's no one-size-fits-all proposition, but you hit the nail on the head. You know, if Uncle Sam gets out of the way and says, listen, let states design programs for people that want them, let other people do what they want, you know, again, Uncle Sam shouldn't become Uncle Sam MD. And again, that's something you can say. And it basically says, people who were saying, oh, people are going to go with that insurance, it's going to take away this, it's going to take away that, the answer is, you know, there will be some safety net. But the states have to decide what's best for their populations, because what's best in Montana is different from what's different in Florida, what's different in New York is different from what's in Michigan. You know, when you have a one-size-fits-all Obamacare proposition, you end up with a healthcare system that doesn't suit anybody all that well, and it puts Uncle Sam in charge, which doesn't make anybody feel that easy. And what we learned from Obamacare was that there's a difference between having health insurance and having access to quality healthcare, exactly like what you're talking about.
Exactly.
When people went into the pharmacy with their no cost premium policies and realized they had these huge copays, it was a bait and switch proposition. So I think when you tell people, listen, your state's going to have the opportunity to design programs best for you, combine that with, for example, the ability of insurance companies to sell insurance policies across state lines, recognize national economy at scale, that's going to drive prices way down. Why should I pay 30% more in New York for a policy for four people than somebody in Ohio does? That doesn't make any sense to me. But these are all things that can be done once you've repealed and you start putting logical free market policies in place for healthcare.
Yeah, I think that if you're dealing with that and you let the free market take over, and let's say the free market handles 40-50% of the population. Now you're only concerned about 50% of the population instead of 100%, because they're twisting themselves in all kinds of pretzel logic to try to get this one size fits all monstrosity. And oh yeah, by the way, you've got this concept, and this is what was so scary about Obamacare, Peter, as you know, is that the government was controlling our health care. I don't need Nancy Pelosi making a decision for me on my health care. I want it made between me, my family, and my doctor.
Right. And here's the thing that people forget is that when Part D, which is the Medicare drug benefit, it was first proposed, and I worked on this when I was inside government, people said, well, you know, Mrs. Pelosi and, you know, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats said, oh, senior citizens can't possibly choose a plan that suits their needs. The government has to do it. And they were going to run against us in the election. And then it went into place. Seniors loved it. They made smart choices. It came in under budget with high favorability ratings. And all of a sudden, it's federal entitlement that you can't touch. People make their own decisions. Generally, they make pretty good decisions. And will some people make bad decisions? Yes, they will. But that's what life is all about.
Exactly. Well, this is what liberty is all about. That's what that looks like here in the United States. Oh, by the way, one of the founding principles of this great country of ours. And this is the slow encroachment of bigger government. But the people are fighting back and seeing that the challenge that you have, though, is that you do have a percentage of people, Peter, as you saw in the some of the videos out there, they're paying $1 a month for their health care. I'm paying $1 a month. I don't want to give that. Well, of course you don't want to give that up. Who wants to give up $1 a month? But look at it. I've got other people over here paying their health care annually, somewhere between $10,000 to $12,000. I'm in a medium type perspective here. $10,000 to $12,000 for their health care, be out of pocket before they've even, got any benefit. So basically they're paying $10,000 to $12,000 for a card, for a sticker,
That's right.
Says they have health insurance.
And then when they use it, when you run the card through the machine, what it says is, surprise. You may have insurance, but you still owe a boatload of money because you didn't read the fine print.
Yeah, you haven't met your deductible. And that's on top of all the co-pays you've had to pay and everything. I mean, it is such a mess, but this is the problem. You've got the Peter principle in full-blown development here. People operating out of their level of expertise. The government is not, they're not healthcare experts. It's just a middle layer of bureaucracy that is just making it worse for us, Peter. It's not helping us. What's your solution here?
The government should say, listen, this is a basic philosophical shift away from big government to personal empowerment and liberty and free market, and that's how people get excited and say yes.
Well, Peter, do you agree that they should just go ahead and repeal the thing? I mean, it's hanging by a thread anyway. Go ahead and just get rid of it. Pull the bandage off, set it to bed, and let's move on to replacement. I mean, that seems to be ready-made right now. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think tell states, hey, you've got a waiver, go ahead and figure it out, and we'll help you get along.
Well, there it is. Peter Pitts, president, co-founder of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest. That's we the people. Peter, thank you for being with us. Appreciate the insight.
Pleasure.
Good stuff here. All right, you got it. Thank you.
This report brought to you by Cox Communications. We're living in a time of constant connectivity. Thanks to advancing technologies, we can now connect our homes and make them more efficient and smarter. Cox Communications is demonstrating the smart home of the future, connecting more than 50 devices to high-speed broadband in several homes this year on a national tour. Everything from appliances, healthcare, speakers, lights, doors, even pet feeders can talk to home networks and each other, keeping you connected to your home via the internet, even when you're miles away. Sarah Evans, consumer tech expert, digital correspondent.
Cox Communications has outfitted the smart home of the future. This will allow families to live more connected and efficient lives and have a little more fun. Cox's smart home is powered by high-speed broadband and includes voice-controlled TV and app-driven interface for home automation. The best news is that all the tech shown in the demo is available today.
To learn more about smart homes and the latest technology, visit cox.com.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
If you want term life insurance, call LifeQuotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
See, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time, yes, for James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, fantastic. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. What's going on, far left Hollywood? These guys are just, they cannot help themselves. They don't know what kind of business to butt into, but everywhere they go, it's just like this wake of insanity behind them.
Well, look, here is this is a really amazing story, not just about Hollywood, really, but about ideology. The people of Venezuela are going through a humanitarian crisis, an economic crisis, a nightmare. And this is a country that has the largest oil reserves in the world. That was once a thriving nation, the richest nation in South America. And now it's been turned into a third world hellhole. And why? Because socialists got a hold of the country. They lied to the people, made those promises socialists always make. Yeah. That they're all going to have an equal share in the prosperity. Right. Everyone will be equally prosperous, and we will have a socialist paradise.
This is Cuba all over again, isn't it?
Well, it's worse in a way. And so what they have now, people are starving in Venezuela, so much so that there are reports that they're eating the local birds, eating flamingos, eating their pets, eating cats, eating their shoes. I mean, it is terrible. Basic household supplies that we take for granted, soap, toilet paper, anything, all missing. No medicine. People are dying because there's virtually no medicine. They have the highest crime rate in the world. So this is a miserable place now, and it stems from their economy. Listen to this. The IMF says that Venezuela will have a 1,660% inflation rate. 1,660%. That's like Weimar Germany. Yeah. That's like wheelbarrows full of money. They have a negative GDP. It is shrinking at more than 11% a year. And this will inevitably lead to the kind of humanitarian suffering that they have, you know, the starvation and the protest and the violence and the, it's just chaos.
Yeah.
And who, you know, started this was Hugo Chavez.
Hugo Chavez, and then he hands it off to Nicolas Maduro,
the former bus driver, right? Enthusiastically backed Hugo Chavez, the same, you know, grubby group in Hollywood, the far left. We're talking about Sean Penn and Harry Belafonte, Jamie Foxx, Danny Glover, Michael Moore, Susan Sarandon, Oliver Stone, Naomi Campbell. I mean, at one time, Kevin Spacey had his arm around Hugo Chavez. He realized, at least, that something was wrong, and he is now on record supporting the opposition. But these other people, you hear crickets from them with all the suffering that's going on. Sean Penn endorsed Chavez, campaigned for him, endorsed Maduro. I mean, it is shameful that the Hollywood left doesn't come out and speak out on behalf of this beleaguered population of Venezuela, but they don't do it because they're afraid of this story, because it proves, this is a laboratory empirical proof,
right,
that the far left of the Democrat Party, the same people that Hollywood backs, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, that wing of the party, that is those same principles that have been applied in Venezuela that turned them from prosperity to nightmare. Mm-hmm. And that's what would happen here.
You see, they don't know what to do with all the T-shirts they bought with Maduro's face on it, see?
That's
the problem. It's like, but, you know, James, what you bring up in terms of the empirical evidence, it is so solid. And this is where, you know, I just hope millennials are hearing what you're saying here, because they've been indoctrinated on the college campuses and universities here within the United States thinking that Bernie Sanders is the answer. And Bernie Sanders has no answer. There's never been an answer. I mean, well, unless you want to go to socialism. If socialism is your trajectory and that's really what you believe in, well, then Bernie Sanders is your guy. But I don't think the United States is your country. I think there's enough of us still that believe in the Constitution, and we want to believe in freedom of choice and living to our fullest potential. And it's almost like, hey, look, at all you socialists, if that's what you want to do, go find yourself another country.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders, who owns three large homes, become rich and wealthy from putting down free enterprise. He said something very revealing the last few days. He said, you know, consumers have too many choices, he said. Now, this is very instructive, because once when my wife was sick, I went to the food store to buy her orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was struck by the fact that they had orange juice with pulp, without pulp, with calcium, without calcium, fresh, frozen. They had like 30 different varieties of orange juice. Mm-hmm. And I had to call her and figure out which one she liked.
Right.
But if you go to, first of all, you go to Venezuela, there's no orange juice. If you go to Cuba, there's one brand, Fidel orange juice,
yes,
that
sir.
Tastes horrible, and you have to stand in line to get it. Why is that?
Yes.
It's because when you have free enterprise and people can make a buck, they will move heaven and earth to fill your local food store with all kinds of varieties so they can make money. It's not because people are compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we have the free enterprise system that Bernie Sanders puts down. And so Bernie Sanders would rather have us have less choices, and much like Hugo Chavez, the Bernie Sanders model of the world also has less ideas in the marketplace, because Hugo Chavez shut down TV stations, radio stations, newspapers, all kinds of media outlets, because he didn't like what they were saying. He shut them down, which is the worst kind of censorship.
Right.
And so this is you know, and it's amazing. Sean Penn, who's a valiant fighter for free expression, supports Hugo Chavez, who closes media outlets because he doesn't like what they're saying.
Right. Well, all these different sorts of interest groups have been able to become weaponized even here in the United States, whether it's the EPA, it's climate change, they all know about weaponizing, and they will use it against you in the court of public opinion. I mean, look what happened with, let's say Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly, man, yeah, that's right.
I mean, that was a job on this guy. And the thing is conservatives need to wake up, because guess what? Conservatism is in the crosshairs. Lisa Bloom and all her ilk are just excited, jumping up and down, because they think they've taken the king down. But Bill O'Reilly lives another day.
Oh, he will live another day. I mean, it's too big a following. But Lisa Bloom didn't do this, of course, by herself, and nor did Media Matters and these left-wing organizations. They had inside help from the two sons of Rupert Murdoch, who have taken over News Corp, the parent company of Fox, and their wives. And the sons are liberal, and the wives are even more liberal. And we can kiss Fox News goodbye. Mm-hmm. Because in terms of we, meaning those that are right of center, because these sons want to remake it in a form that won't embarrass them when they hang out with their liberal friends.
It's the New York Times, James. The New York Times is writing about us. Oh, my goodness, you know, lions, tigers, and bears in the New York Times. Oh, my gosh.
So I hope Sean Hannity has an exit strategy.
Exactly. Well, he's sitting there going, well, he just signed, what, for $20 million, and O'Reilly just, they gave him the $25 million. There probably is some additional stuff on the side. But
O'Reilly's getting, much to the lament of the media, he has a very large golden parachute. When he leaves, he's going to get, it's been described as tens of millions.
Yes.
But, you know, I've been on Bill's show, and I once say I had dinner with Bill. Mm-hmm. And I never saw any of this stuff that they're claiming. And if you look at the last allegation that Lisa Bloom brought forth.
On The View. Did you see that one on The View?
Yes.
With the hot chocolate girl, whatever her name is.
The woman's she's a temp. And he, quote, leered at me. I'm a, attractive woman in an office, and a man leers at her.
Yeah. When she walked out the elevator, she knew what he was looking at. You walked out the elevator, you're not looking at O'Reilly, but you actually make that statement that you knew, because you know what men look at, right?
Well, I mean, men are going to be men. You know, there is biology going on here.
Right.
So, but the point is, whether he did or whether he didn't look, are we taking away the viewing rights of men? And the fact is, at Fox, if you dress like you're going to a bar and you're dressing provocatively and dressing like a sex object, is it that unpredictable that you won't be treated that way by a man?
Right.
I mean, it's just so stupid. But the bottom line of it is, the punishment doesn't fit the crime.
No, and that's what people fear, James. We're out of time, but that's the thing. This is not fair, and that's what people are saying. That's what I heard all weekend long. And what, 96% of people said, look, at O'Reilly is our guy. We feel this is unjust. I mean, that's according to one poll. James Hurst, the New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, thank you.
Thanks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.